All right. April 1, 2024. Ayo Dele Olagbajo Aye ti gbọ Media Corner. Today, 1st of April, year 2024. Panning my camera to WhatsApp. Graffiti wall. Friends helping friends. Today. Alright. Let's scroll up. Ladies and gentlemen. Ayo Dele Olagbaju Aye ti gbọ. From the bottom. I'm going to read a previous work titled Give me 1 minute. Ayo Dele Aye ti gbọ. The missing theory of menopause. Almost every human on my BPE is fighting one demon or the other. Quote, Ayo, what's your control issue? Has an ancient girlfriend more than 2 decades ago, while living in my comfortable precinct of Gardenville, Maryland, USA. We are just eating forbidden apple that got us all in trouble since day one of our biblical forebears ate 3 apples. They were banned never to touch, talk less of eating. The law is the law. Quote, no control issue. I am never on any power trip. However, it will be nice if you can please make this giant bed. I entreated her to be helpful. Incidentally, I saw her last night at Horseshoes Casino. She's now wearing some kind of blondie hair braids. Braided hair style. Can't even remember her name right now. It's been long time. Probably 20-something years ago. I've driven her to my friend's house before. Adeyemo. Dele Adeyemo's homestead. In maybe Pikesville or so. I told her, no control issue. I am never on any power trip. However, it would be nice if you can please make this giant bed. Blah, 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 blah. I entreated her to be helpful. Then she says, you make your own damn bed. End quote. In tone, my African-American opposite partner insane. Call it opposite partner in crime. If having sex is criminal. I made my own bed. I wasn't too feeble not to be able to make my own damn bed. Quote unquote. As my African-American sex friend chose to describe my king-sized bed in pursuit of vanity upon vanity or leading to nada. Nigerian American Development Association. Nada. Nothing. Zeke. Oh. Latif. Adenekon. I am in the middle of production. Call declined. Cannot pick up the phone. Text, brother. Moving on. I made my own bed. I wasn't too feeble not to be able to make my own damn bed. As my African-American sex friend chose to describe my king-size bed in pursuit of vanity upon vanity or leading to nada, nothing. Zeke, Olodo, Lori Odo, Ofo Lori Ofo, simply or empty-headed idiots and fools, fooling fools, of the same genre. Hate speech, Buhari Danes, sue me. Today is April Fool Day. Then we walked downstairs, my living room, moderately furnished. Then stepped out to my driveway to our left with four cars parked. It was winter, cold. One of the cars was red Volvo parked innermost to my backyard. I commented about some garbages that needed to be garried off in the manner of a homeowner, responsible homeowner. Anyhow, we both entered most likely the red Volvo after moving other cars behind it to drive off. I took her to her apartment complex on Alameda and Winston. I have never seen her ever since, but I saw her about 3 months ago at 33rd and Greymount at some kind of gas station, now having some kind of blondie hairstyle. I took her to her apartment complex on Alameda and Winston. I said there, "I am present, sir. Oh, my Father in heaven, praise to thee. Make your own damn bed," retorted Ele Keibu, African American, who knew nothing better than hit you below the belt with uncalled for culture of abuse, rather than being cooperative to help or assist. Useless opposites. Talk of black on black hatred. Why make love with your haters? Most likely a psychological thing, possibly to convince yourself you are often on top, more so when you insist doing traditional style of the way you thought you saw dad doing it to mom. I swear I never saw mom making any kind of sexual love with dad or vice versa. I was born anyhow. I didn't come from heaven in chains as some reported original Oduduwa was dropped from never known heaven to a historical Ilefe spot near my ancestral Ileaka homestead. Somehow, I had a sense that there were several positions a man and his opposite lover could accomplish, sexual comfort, a task that must be accomplished to the mutual satisfaction of both happiness seekers. I newly have to live with understanding that an opposite might be transvestite. Our planet Earth is upside down. I have begun to unbelieving centuries and millennia beliefs. What's real? What's virtual? Above paragraph is an addendum to this creative crochet I weaved yesterday to my ecstatic euphoria. I got my mojo back. Writing as an expression of my right to free speech. Averse to this menopausal theory, write what you like to suit your fancy. This was last millennium, more than 20 years ago, 21 years to the past, to get my facts straight. Let us stay focused. After above preliminary foreplay, the missing theory of menopause, my African prince, fellow publisher, gave inspiration, or rather a narrative that led to my current missing theory of menopause. Prince Shoba met this Nigerian lady, Washington, D.C. resident, before he got married to his current wife, a sweet cake, life partner, Epo. Is happily settled, he has chosen to hide away from the madding crowd of our Nigerian community in Baltimore. A single man is constantly searching for Miss Wright to eventually marry. So, Prince Shoba was toasting the Nigerian lady, fellow Yoruba, same culture, hopefully to marry if compatible. So, Prince, also known as Eme Ipoakara, talked on the phone, inviting Nigerian lady to visit the prince in Baltimore. There was a condition. Prince Eme Ipoakara was to wire $100 transportation fee to his African princess in D.C. Eme Ipoakara wired $100 as instructed by Dora Rob Zeus. Naturally, Ipoakara expected princess to show up after collecting $100 via Western Union, but she never did. Ipoakara had been 419, deceived, bad, not right. $100 down the drain is never fun at any period of bad or good economy. So, Ipoakara made several phone calls to DC, wondering what happened to Lady DC, who just ignored calls. After a week or two, Epo forgot all about it and moved on with his life. Yoruba culture for us, a Yoruba trickster, is nothing culturally superior to her Baltimore Street ghetto hick princess. Culture is culture, white or black, man or woman. You would be fooled when addicted to something. There are vampires out there, blood-sucking demons to devour you from your mission. 6 months down the road, Ipoakara, a music promoter, brought Pasuma, Fuji artist, to Maryland. Posters printed his name and number as RSVP. Mama Missing saw posters with Ipoakara's name and telephone number. Missing called Ipoakara, who at first flayed her for wearing a no-show powder on him. After collecting $100, Missing explained reasons for no-show. When $100 arrived, her roommate discovered no food in the fridge. So, $100 went on grocery. She told Epo, "Jowo ma binu, omo ba," Missing begged the man. She told Ipoakara she had her own place and that he could visit. She lived alone, private then. Therefore, only private then, the whole house will be there for only the two lovebirds. The African prince visited princess. Both got together in pursuit of happiness. They had fun as normal couples do. Then time for a request. Missing's bad day was forthcoming. Prince strung along with her program. He played Dumbo number on her. Bad day. Celebrations are meant for fundraising, especially with our Nigerian women. Missing had forgotten she spoke about same bad day, poorly, when both first met, and she gave a figure Epo kept in his brain. So when Epo asked how old, Missing goofed. She gave different age that did not add up. 10 years off the mark. Downer. Never mind. Epo pretended nothing was wrong, but his attitude got changed. No further keen interest to pursue. She was not a marriage material. She needed a gold digger for a wife. Who needed a gold digger for a wife? Lying bitch, too. Prince had this alleged brother in New Jersey. Missing agreed to be introduced to Alihaji. Epo called New Jersey to gist Alihaji. How old is she, Alihaji has? She will be 50 next month. You are invited to meet her in the party. End quote. Prince, all these years I've been your mentor. You really have learned little or nothing from me. End quote. Alihaji, what's the problem? Epo posed. Then Alihaji says, a 50-year-old lady? That's too much a big number for a lady where there are plentiful Oshinge Agbados begging to be suited. Alihaji, you turned 73 last May yourself, so why force over 50-year-old prospective lady? Prince, sex is big factor of any romantic venture. A 50-year-old is likely going through menopause, period. No more blood, no more cleansing, no more period. Hence, the missy-missy grip that was there during premenopausal period of her young days at 25 or 30 is no more. End quote. Simplest definition of menopause is a period women place men on pause. No more fiki-fiki nonsense called sex. Sex can get lost. Alihaji, you are almost 74 or 75 yourself. She's only 50. Ketu calling a part black, end quote. All the more reason we go after them young. Catch them young. Oshinge Agbado are the best for the oldest, but goodies. 50-year-old lady? Prince, no thank you. I am good. I pass. Ferubin, now on pause. Stop broadcast. The end. Ayodele Ayetigbo. Ferubin Broadcast Network. Dateline, Baltimore, January 20th, 2020. Unedited. Bam! Jeko Malobe. Whoa! Thank you. You got anything to say yourself? Say you don't have shinpa to say. Then shut it up or shut it down. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetibo. To subscribe, Zelly or Cash App 410-961-8728. In another terms, 410-961 USAV, United States of African Voice. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you. All right. Go to the recording site, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Woo. 18 minutes and 30 seconds.